So when I was 20, I had an American boyfriend called Dude. I've still got him. He's still my boyfriend. Can you believe that? Anyway, when I was 20, and we decided to go cherry picking in the Wairau Valley with a bunch of our friends. We were all kind of young and a bit hippie, and we set up camp down by the banks of the Wairau over near Renwick, near Blenheim. And being responsible campers that we were, we dug ourselves a little long drop in amongst the trees and put up all our tents. And it wasn't so much cherry picking that we went there for, it was cherry gorging. And we picked enough to, have the pretense of actually making a bit of money, but really we were just filling our faces. And in those days, the cherry trees in Renwick, it's all grapes now, but it, used to be all cherries. And these trees were massive. And a guy would come along to shift your ladder. They were the 20-foot-long wooden ladder, and it would take a bit of shifting, and they'd just sort of whoomp, toss it into the top of the tree, and up you'd go. And up there were the unbelievable cherries, and you'd just stuff yourself with cherries all day, and then we'd go back to our camp. So we'd been doing this for a few days and have enough in our bucket to make a few dollars, and it was all good. And Dude and I, we had a little pup tent, and woke up one morning. And I had this urgent need for a toilet. At the same time, he was groaning terribly and clutching his chest, like, oh. I sort of look over. It's like, oh God, I can't help him. This is really urgent. So I, out of the pup tent, I'm naked. I can't even bend over to put on my sandals, or something bad was going to happen. So I run to the long drop, and oh my God, there's someone is already on the long drop. What to do, what to do, what to do, and I run through the trees, and I look at the stick to dig a hole. No, I can't even bend over to pick up a stick. And I keep running, and the next I'm down on the bank of the river, and I'm looking, and it's like there's only one thing to do. And I have a disclaimer here. I really care about the state of our rivers. I do. And I'm pretty sure the Wairau has recovered. But there were two nice big flat rocks conveniently spaced, and I leapt 1 foot on each rock and squatted. Two sort of unusual things happened that made no sense to me. I'd learnt that rivers flow downhill, so the river, it was going that way. Water was flowing down. The other thing I'd learnt at school, we had those anatomy biology classes, and that picture of the intestines, and finally it gets to this place where there's a little train track of poops, and it's all going to come out poopity poop in little carriages, So I'm on these rocks. I'm just, oh God, and I'm expecting it to, head off to sea, but the river's going that way, but suddenly this long serpent comes between my legs, floating upstream. I mean, this is the day I learned about eddies. I had no idea about eddies. The sea serpent is coming in, and in one big long line. It was unbelievable. I was kind of like shocked, horrified, and sort of proud. This thing was this long, in a kind of S shape, it was, and it just was like staying in this one place. And I mean, these days it would have been on Instagram like a flash, like. So I kind of get back on the bank, and it's still just what, you know, just kind of like doing this little dance thing. And then I hear some footsteps and a little clattering, and I'm just like, oh, God, no. And here comes Pete. Pete's English, and he's got all the dishes in a basket. I don't know, there's this whole kind of dance going on of, Pete, you know. what to do, and it's like, I just have to, like, hi, you know, Pete, I've just had a dump in the river, and it won't go away, you know, and Pete, being the kind of dry English that he was, it was like, oh, I see. Quite impressive. Oh, well, what to do? Well, there's nothing to do but bombs away. So the two of us stood there and just started throwing rocks at this thing and broke it up and whooshed, and finally it headed out to sea. I never stayed to watch if actually he washed the dishes in that hole. I just needed to get out of there. But I suppose you're still wondering what happened to Dude, who was clutching his chest in agony. He had a hiatus hernia going on. He'd eaten so many cherries, his stomach was bulging up through the diaphragm and pinched by the esophagus, and it came right after a few days. So, yeah, that was our cherry camp. Thank you.